From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama has decided on a new U.S. strategy for Afghanistan, including the deployment of additional American troops, and he has directed U.S. ground commanders there to begin carrying out the plan. The White House says Mr. Obama met with his senior advisors last evening and is speaking with several world leaders by phone today. The president will spell out details of his plan to the American people in a speech at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point tomorrow. A new report by the United Nations says that rape has become a human rights problem of profound proportions in Afghanistan. From Kabul, NPR's Tom Bullock has the story.
The report is the culmination of months of fieldwork, and it finds that rape is a problem throughout all regions and social groups in Afghanistan. Women and girls are at risk of rape in their homes, in their villages, and in detention facilities. The UN human rights representative in Afghanistan told a press conference here, and she added, "The Afghan Penal Code does not make rape a crime. In fact, the report shows some victims find themselves prosecuted for adultery, a significant crime in this conservative Muslim state." United Nations officials are now pressing the Afghan government to make rape illegal. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Kabul.
The Senate is beginning debate today on its version of legislation to overhaul the nation's health care system. Majority Leader Harry Reid says he'll have lawmakers working on weekends in December to try to complete work on the bill as quickly as possible. Senate GOP Leader Mitch McConnell criticized the measure, which he said was out of touch with the American people. Police in the Seattle-Tacoma area are stepping up their search for Maurice Clemens, the ex-convict who's suspected of killing four police officers in a suburban coffee shop Sunday. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Seattle.
Investigators seem to think the suspect is somewhere here in Seattle, an hour away from the scene of the shootings in suburban Tacoma. They thought they had Clemens last night when SWAT teams surrounded a Seattle house where a tipster had said he'd taken shelter. But when they stormed the house this morning, he wasn't there. Since then, police have been chasing tips around the city. Investigators suspect Clemens because he reportedly told someone that he planned to shoot police. He also has a long rap sheet. He served time for robbery in Arkansas and was released early. Here in Washington State, he was recently arrested on charges of raping a minor, but was out on bond. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Clemens was granted clemency in Arkansas by then-Governor Mike Huckabee. Clemens was serving a 95-year sentence at the time for aggravated robbery committed while he was a teenager. Huckabee has posted a statement on his website saying, "Should Clemens be found responsible for the killings in Washington State, it will be the result of a series of failures in the criminal justice system in both Arkansas and Washington." On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are down 13 points at 10,296. The Nasdaq is off 7. This is NPR News from Washington. Retired American auto worker John Demjanjuk went on trial in Munich today on charges of being accessory to the murder of nearly 28,000 Jews at a Nazi death camp during World War II. Prosecutors say he served as a guard for the Nazi SS. His attorney is accusing the German court of bias. On this Cyber Monday, retailers are hoping for a wave of online sales to help boost their bottom lines for the year. Danielle Carson has more.
Online sales spiked 11% over the weekend. Pam Danziger, a retail analyst with Unity Marketing, expects the momentum to continue today.
We're seeing consumers feeling much more comfortable shopping online and really taking advantage of the benefits of online shopping. It is the way of the future in terms of consumer shopping.
Surveys show that online shoppers tend to spend more money for a very practical reason. They don't have to lug bags or wait in long lines.
You can shop in your jammies. Why go to the store and take all that time and all that hassle when you can order it online and have it shipped to you in 2 or 3 days later?
Analysts agree that online shopping will be a bright spot in retail this holiday. They expect a whopping 70% of retailers will see growth this year in their online sales. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Golfer Tiger Woods has decided not to play in the golf tournament he was slated to host in Thousand Oaks, California this week. Woods says he's withdrawing from the event because of injuries he sustained when he crashed his SUV near his Florida home over the weekend. Notre Dame has fired Charlie Weiss as its football coach after the team stumbled to a 6-6 record this season, a third straight mediocre regular season record for the Fighting Irish. Notre Dame's lost its last game of the season on Saturday to Stanford. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.